If you're a busy working mom who manages just to pick out the mess and the things to do when you're at home, let that overwhelm creep in and, you know, feel stuck sometimes, I'm answering a listener question on how to deal with just that. So join us this week on the Get Shit Done podcast to grab some tips and tricks on how to manage overwhelm and prioritize your day.
I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of four little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. I'm here with you today where we're in the thick of it over here at the McKenzie household. We're post back to school motivation, which means that like no one cares anymore about anything. And we're all just succumbed to the, you know, daily grind of things. And that means that like, you know, we're having the struggles that regular families have during this time of year. So I can't use the motivation of going back to school as any kind of support. So we're really managing day to day for now. And I wanted to dive into my inbox and bring out a question that I'm getting from a lot of moms lately in one way, shape, or form. So I just kind of put it together in hopes that maybe this will resonate with you, because it definitely did with me. And I thought if this mom is asking about it, then we all might be. So the question is from one of the moms in my inbox is, I work full time. I have two kids, I have one in school, one in daycare, and I feel like my days are so busy and I still have so much to do at home. My husband is a great help too, but I feel overwhelmed. At the same time, I feel stuck. I want to take action, but I'm too tired and I have no energy. I need motivation and ideas to start. Girl, I feel you. Yeah, I know. I feel that way too, especially with the feeling overwhelmed, but then staying stuck. We call that the overwhelm procrastination loop. So I'm going to answer, give you some suggestions and answers around that question today. And I hope that this is helpful for you in this season of life. Okay, the first thing I did for this mom, and I always do, is validate. Like, this is normal. You are not alone. Being the default parent can be a little tricky. I don't know if you know what the default parent is. It's something I recently realized, but then I was like, oh, for sure. It's the one that the go-to parent, like not by any reason, just because it's been that way. For example, you know how you could be in the same room with your significant other and the kids will always come to you, or, you know, when they need something, they want something, they'll just come to you. And so that just means that we carry some of these other things, like, you know, trying to figure out appointments and think about what's on the grocery list and what time are we going to, you know, get to this practice. Those things just kind of, you know, tend to be on our mind or on the mind of the default parent a little more often. So being the default parent can be tough because it does come with its extra stuff, right? And all of us experience overwhelm, but we also experience this thing called the overwhelm procrastination loop. So I'll give you a little explanation of that. It means that you can walk into a room and you can see all the things. And that will trigger overwhelm. You start to feel your overwhelm creep up. But then you're like, I don't even know where to start because there's so much to do here. So then we stay stuck and we might pick up our phone and start scrolling or walk out of the room, whatever that may be. But that's where the overwhelm procrastination loop is, right? We stay stuck. And then sometimes we'll just do this brain dump of a big to-do list with it, which then leads us to getting back into that loop again because it's not realistic. So we all experience that. So I really wanted this mom to know that like she wasn't alone. And I feel that a lot too, especially if things are busy in other areas of our lives, right? Like work right now is really busy for me. So the overwhelm creeps in more at home, I find, for me during these times. So I wanted her to know that we kind of all go in and out of those seasons. The second thing I wanted this mom to know is one strategy that can really help is to practice reframing our expectations of what getting shit done looks like. When we look at mom life, we know we go through seasons. They go up and down, right? Mom life is not linear. So when it goes up and down, we almost have to plan for the down, right? We have to have kind of like a plan B, but understanding that our expectations and our capacity will change during the down, the valleys, the peaks and the valleys. So when we're in the valleys, our expectations will change. And it means that it's not going to look the same. Our house is not going to look the same. It's not going to feel the same as it did when you were in the peak, because we can't. We don't have capacity for that. Or if we try to, that's when we get completely burnt out and we crash and burn. So once we give ourselves permission to understand that we're going through seasons and peaks and valleys, and we look at what does that valley or that plan B look like for me. Over here, it looks like we get dishes done. We make sure that there's food for lunches and eat. And the rest can get done if it gets done, because those are the things we need to move forward in our day. And as painful as it is to sometimes walk down and still see dirty dishes in the sink or laundry piled up, I know that the season will end. The season will end at some point, and it doesn't mean we live like this forever. It just means that for now, those aren't the priority. That's not what we're choosing to focus on in our family right now, because we need to prioritize and focus on something else, whatever that is. Maybe your kids are sick. Maybe you have a stressful job. Maybe, oh, God forbid, someone else, you know, something's happened to someone in your family, and it means that you have to reprioritize and focus on that. And it's okay. When we reframe our expectations around getting shit done, it means that we are adjusting for what we have capacity for, and then that's okay. But you know what I was saying about reframing means that we had to practice this. It's really tricky to just be able to do it because we're not used to it. We're programmed to, you know, think differently than we probably should be at this seasons of our lives. So, you know, we used to think about having to get all these things done on our to-do list, and that's what it looks like to feel in control of things. But it takes a reframe and it takes intentional practice around that. So we can use the overwhelm procrastination loop as a trigger to help us to manage our lives in that plan B phase, or, you know, when things just feel a little bit overwhelmed. So that would be my third tip for this mom. Learn how to use that feeling of overwhelm as a trigger. So when you recognize it, you can start to do things that'll help you feel good to take action. So again, taking action doesn't look like it does when you're in the peak season of motherhood, but it will look like something. It will mean you don't have to procrastinate. It'll break that cycle. So I'll give you an example. You walk downstairs. I'm speaking about myself. I walk downstairs and I see dishes everywhere. I look at the kitchen table. It's a mess. There's dishes from last night still there. There's garbage around. Kids' backpacks are all over the floor. I can see three piles of laundry in the laundry room. And then the toy room's a mess full of toys. Automatically, I start to feel super overwhelmed. It creeps up and I'm going in micromanagement mode. Also, with that mode where I'm like, why did you leave this out? How come you didn't pick this up? Like, I go after people, right? That's me. That's how I deal. But I don't really deal, because that's the problem, right? So instead of trying to attack it all to manage my surroundings, I'm going to use that feeling, going to recognize it in me, going to use it as a way to take action and use it as a trigger. So what I do is I just take a deep breath. I go to a room that's maybe not as overstimulating. And I think about, how much time do I have left right now before I have to do the next thing? Okay, I might have 45 minutes before supper, whatever. What is important to have done in that 45 minutes? What's going to help me to move forward? That's my question. So I think about those things. Likely it's a lot more than I can handle. Then I think about what do I have capacity for? What can I actually handle right now? I can't handle mopping the floors because that means then I have to sweep and then I have to take everything up off the floor and that, you know, so that's out. I can't handle emptying my fridge and making sure that the mess in the fridge is cleaned up. What I can handle is doing dishes so that we have dishes to eat when we make supper and cleaning counters so I can make supper. That's my priority. That's how I decide what my priority is. And I do have capacity for that. I can also use my children to clean up their messes. And I delegate my husband to potentially be on board to do that part because I can't also micromanage the children to do that at this point. And if it doesn't happen now, it could happen before bed because Lord knows they're going to go behind me and make another mess before bedtime tonight. So using that overwhelm as a trigger to think about what we have capacity for is going to help us to manage in those kind of stressful situations. We understand that we have a lot in our lives right now. Sometimes this little kid era that we're in can feel like a valley season of motherhood because we feel constantly overwhelmed. I get it. And I think that we kind of, once we recognize it, we then can adjust. Again, something that's super important to me is to make sure that I realize that this season too shall end. And it will for you too. So if you're like me and you're using your spare room as a laundry dumping station and picking through each morning, you're not alone and this too shall end. So I just want to validate that for you and know that together we can create some strategies that might help. And if you're looking for some ways to implement these strategies in your life, you should join me for my free 5-day Get Shit Done challenge that's starting on Monday the 30th. At the end of this challenge, you're going to come out with a system that helps you to deal with this feeling of overwhelm and trigger you to take action in a way that's reasonable for your season of life. I'm teaching moms how to create this system so that they can leave with it. And you'll get some extra podcasts from me each day of the 5 days. You'll get a resource book and you'll create this system for yourself. So if you just want that little nudge, that little help to guided support to get this figured out for you, join my free challenge. You can grab the link in the show notes or my link on Instagram, but I would really love to see you there. And you know what? This challenge is going to take you less than 30 minutes a day. You can split it up however you want. You can do it whenever you want. But once you have the info, then you can do it, right? Like I guide you through it with the podcasts and things, and you can actually just grab that info and use it when you need it. So I suggest grabbing your spot so that you have it all. You know, there's prizes and fun things, incentives to help us to move forward for these 5 days. But at the end of the day, if you just have this info, you can use it when you feel like you have the capacity for it. And I would encourage you to join us just so that you can, you know, have that mutual support from other moms. We're in it together. This is the trenches and we need to have that connection with other people to help validate and make us feel like we're not alone. So it's much more fun together too. So I always say, let's get our shit together, grab the link in my bio and join us. And again, I hope I see you there and I hope you have a lovely weekend. We're coming up to dreaded Halloween. Okay. Here's a side note. Why can't we choose to have Halloween the last Saturday of the month? Like, why does it have to be on a Tuesday? Coming from a parent of 4 kids and a teacher. Anyway, I believe there's probably places out there that already have managed to evolve and do that. So if that's you, wish I was you. All right. Have a lovely week. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.